And hello again. Welcome to Scots Radio. I'm Frieda Morrison, and welcome to this programme that celebrates the Scots language and the Scots culture. In this edition, we're keeping up with Fitzgannon and the seasonal jobs and events. Now, let me spear at you. Can you make a sweetie gang or cast a loop? Well, this is a programme to tell you if we did do that. We have another classic report for Mary Blance in Shetland, featuring Oo, I-R-U, at the Wool Week. Writer and poet James Robertson introduces us to the gathering of poets at Noy Reiki in Edinburgh and the launch of a new poetry book. And we fin out for the Psalter Society is celebrating its 80th birthday. Loads of opportunities for artists there. And we welcome a new buddy to the team, reporting for Ayrshire, Tracy Harvey. And I join Shepherd and Bothy Ballad champion of champions, Hector Riddle, out in the lambing shed for a blether and a fine song. There's a lot to ging on here, so nae hanging about. And we start with the Psalter Society and their celebration of their 80th birthday. Now, the Society has revealed its anniversary plans and funding programme for emerging Scottish talent. So if you're emerging, take heed. At a launch in Dundee, the Society announced a package of events and partnerships under 50,000 Inspiring Scotland funding programme. Well, Sarah Mason is the Society's programme manager, and she told me more about the funding programme and Inspiring Scotland.
Inspiring Scotland is, as you said, a fundraising programme to help emerging artists kind of develop their ideas and innovations and kind of develop the next generation of Scottish creatives.
And then you've got another online literary festival planned. How can you do a festival online?
Well, we have two young women who are very good at these things that are running it for us, and they're part of the Society of Young Publishers Scotland. Mm-hmm. So what it is, it's basically all different types of events. So it's live events that people can actually be at, but also streamed online. There'll be Twitter chats, Q&As. We're also going to have kind of limited edition information and work from writers that will just be available online. Mm-hmm. So it's a new way of getting a different type of audience, maybe not just a younger audience, but a wider audience.
Now, part of this project is to try and find folk who can go on. Well, it'll include international placements. Mm-hmm. Okay, just tease a little bit further. Far do you imagine folk can be able to get to with some sponsorship through this?
Well, we've been running international travel bursaries with British Council Scotland for about 3 years now, and people have been to Iceland, Switzerland, Japan. I mean, wherever you can imagine you can go, you can go.
Age group again?
Slightly different this year, in that they're all different, and it's not just because they used to be just for young artists, mm-hmm. but this year it's early career.
Early career.
So it doesn't matter if you started when you were 12 or 78.
So it's for anybody, really.
Yeah.
You've opened this up,
mm-hmm.
which I think that will come as music to the ears of an awful lot of folk.
I hope so.
Right. It's one of these organisations that can embrace a huge amount of subjects. Mm-hmm. And you've got awards for architecture. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yes, that's our housing design awards that have been running since 1937. So they're almost as old as the Society. And they started out by social housing. I mean, there was a great need for social housing at that time in Scotland. And what the awards wanted to do is, it's not just about having a box with some windows. It's about having a space that you can call home, that's creative, that, you know, you can work within.
Music next. I'm picking every single area of what you're covering here. And as you can hear, it's a baby area. The Stephen Campbell's it's an award, it's a sponsorship, it's a scholarship. Tell me about that.
So we're delighted to be working with the Stephen Campbell Trust to be able to offer a Scottish artist a placement in Brooklyn University. Be a 3-month placement, just to explore your work.
What genre, as they say, is it? Traditional music, classical music, or any kind of music?
It's any kind. I don't think we've put any bars on it.
Because your partnership includes Simon Thumier from Hands Up for Tragedy,
yes,
as well.
Yes, that's one of... So there's quite a few wee bursaries going on. So the Stephen Campbell Trust is a different one to the Hands Up for Trad.
So there's a scholarship there, or a bursary from there?
A bursary, yep. So that'll be a wee bursary.
Sarah, I know, as I said, again, you have a lot to get on with, so I want to keep you, and thanks for that.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Mason, Programme Manager at the Psalter Society. You're listening to Scots Radio. This is Freda Morrison, and this is Alan Reid and Rob Van Santy through their album Rough Diamonds. This is the title track, Rough Diamonds.
In the good old days of the Lothian mines, plenty of coal, prosperous times, roaring fires, a warming glow, bands playing games way above on Miner's Row. In the good old days of the Lothian mines, in the good old days you began your shift, a pick and shovel, a hard day's graft, nae sun or rain, nor starry night, in an underworld of artificial light. In the good old days of the Lothian mines, in the good old days of the Lothian mines, when work was done and you had a drouth, a stroll with your mates on the Nancy Tube, a pint or three, a saunter hame, and soon enough it was time to rise again. In the good old days of the Lothian mines, in the good old days of the Lothian mines, rough diamonds. You worked and toiled with your fellow man, with loyal women close at hand. Bonds were strong in peace or strife, and the world could never comprehend the life. In the good old days of the Lothian mines, in the good old days of the Lothian mines, rough diamonds. My granda was a skinny lad when he went to the mine. He ended with a rasping cough and hosty kiss like all the rest, an empty shell worn out afore his time. Rough diamonds. Diamonds. Speeding, Emily and the Gore, Moat and Klondike are no more. Sleepy tombs, the pit's long gone, and who is pining now for their return? How many mourn for the Lothian mines? How many yearn for the Lothian mines? The good old days of the Lothian mines. Rough diamonds. Rough diamonds. Rough diamonds. Rough diamonds.
Alan Reid and Rob Van Santy with the title track, Rough Diamonds. New to Ooh. An Athing Ooh. In the words of the tradition, lass, tack thy sock. This is where you're invited to cast a loop, stop a grip, and show your felt worshirt. Fits that our book? Well, Mary Blands can tell us. She's been speaking to folk about the Shetland Woolwick, and this is her report.
It's time to speak about knitting, or macking, as we say in Shetland. Now, Shetland is festival central, so it's nae surprise that something as fundamental to the local economy should hae its ain festival. This month sees tickets on sale for Shetland Wool Week. It starts on the 24th of September. That's when enthusiasts come fae a' the airts to celebrate Athing Ooey. You can learn fu' to grade ooh, spin yarn, cast a loop, mak a sweary gang, felt worsted, knit lace and Fair Isle, jumpers wi' yokes or all over cardigans, not forgetting socks, plain and fancy. This centuries-old craft has been a way of making a living down the years, and there was an old Shetland saying it is nearly a command, lass, tack thy sock. Historian Dr. Linda Riddle.
Well, women over the centuries in Shetland has been taught to tack their sock, and it could mean any kind of making. But they had to tick this up because it was such a major bit of their income. And you always had to mind that it was women's work, and there were more women as men in Shetland. Unlike fishing or agriculture, making wasn't weather dependent, so you could do it any time, and it wasn't seasonal. And of course, it was fitted in with everything that women had to do. They were never allowed to know how a sock in their hand if their other work could be fitted in with it. So if they were at the Gotten had said spare time, they would be making. If they were getting the pits home, they could mak because their kishy was on their back. If they just come in to mak the dinner and they were waiting for the tatties to boil, they likely made for a piece of that. You could slop and grip. It was a main part of the economy, but very difficult to quantify because folk made on their own and set their own making. So there was no collective of kenning how much money came in or was made through it.
But it probably made the difference between here and meat on the table.
In many
not.
Cases it did, and then for many single women, it was the only way they had a mak in their living for a very long time, until the Gotten came and folk could win out of the house to mak money. So it was very, very important, and in many households, women were not allowed to know that or so. I certainly could have made simple things when I was about 8. I learned I had an old grandaunt that helped me to mak early on, and my granny helped me mak too. I might mak in a open work cardigan before I was at the secondary school. When I was in the secondary school, I used to mak yokes because that was out of fashion then. And then after that, I learned to mak on a machine. And of course, I used to finish because that again was a thing that they did in the 60s, shoeing on the necks and the cuffs. And I made all overs. I like to mak fair isle. It's easy. I've never been able to mak less, really, bonny less, but I can mak fair isle, no bother.
And that making is to be learned in workshops, demonstrations and lectures during Wool Week, with hundreds of folk camping over their socks. Among them will be the patron of Wool Week, Sameen making her living in the contemporary textiles industry, Ella Gordon. But what does the patron have to do?
It seems to be trying to kind of get folk involved in Shetland Wool Week and getting them to want to come here to experience all the stuff that we do every year. This will be the third year they've had the patron design a hat pattern, which is available for free for people to download with the plan that they would mak it and wear it to Wool Week.
So yeah. Everybody is wearing a hat, a do design.
Yes.
No, what's the design like? Because I can do his thy own Ella motif.
Yeah. Ever since I finished college, I've made cushions in the shape of traditional Shetland craft houses. So when I was trying to think about something for me hat, I knew I would probably use that motif again. So that's what I've done. So it's pretty rosa, pretty craft houses.
Fuck, mak the caps. Mm-hmm. Afore Shetland Wool Week, and then they wear them to the opening, do they?
To the opening ceremony, yeah. So that'll be kind of weird, I think.
Hundreds of folk wearing caps that do design.
Mm-hmm. I had before it. We launched it at Edinburgh Yarn Festival. I was waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning for the days before it, just freaking out. But as soon as somebody else had made it, then I could sleep at night again because I knew my pattern was right and there was nothing wrong with it.
No, having gotten the craft house design, mm-hmm. does actually turn it a pretty bit farther and does done a pattern for a yoke mm-hmm. jumper.
Yeah.
Because that's something that's quite fashionable now, is the yoke jumper.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I work at Jimson & Smith, one of the wool shops in Lerwick, and yeah, definitely the past 5 or so years, it's really come back into fashion, the Fairyle yokes, because I would never worn one when I was younger. It was completely out of fashion when I was pretty, and I would never have worn one, but that's what I thought. It just, I knew when I was knitting it then for the hat, then I just thought, I bet this would work in New York.
So there's doing that every day?
Not every day, but if got something good on the wires, then I will.
What makes the love marking?
I find it quite relaxing. Unless you're doing something that's going wrong, then it's not relaxing at all. And I just love making things. I think I always knew I was creative, but I never can't what the thing was. And I would start at something and move on to something else and move on to something else. And then when I started knitting, then I was like, oh, this is the thing that I want to do. And yeah, and I just love it. Love it.
follow Ella's blog by googling Ella Gordon Designs. Ella there echoed a feeling about marking expressed by Stella Sutherland in her poem about knitting a fair isle all over. Stella wrote, "Your mind has a joy of creation, like writing a rhyme, hits nae when your fingers and wires in relation max the colours and pattern agree. If you want to feel like that too, then come to Shetland Wool Week."
That report from Mary Blance in Shetland, a classic as always. And Wool Week is for the 24th of September to the 2nd of October. Lass, tack thy sock. Folk, tack the Shetland Fiddler Society. This is them recorded live in Lerwick, recorded in 2012 and made into a CD card, Da Real Thing. The Shetland Fiddler Society from The Real Thing and Cave o' the Bard. The Shetland Fiddler Society from Da Real Thing and Cave o' the Bard. And the CD is dedicated to Patrick Shulden Shaw, whose own compositions are on this CD, tunes like Margaret's Waltz, one of my all-time favourites. Pat Shaw, of course, famous musicologist, for collected a lot of Shetland tunes and basically saved them from disappearing. As the album notes say, the album willingly pays homage to Pat Shaw, I saved a lot of the traditional repertoire. And I first came across his name associated with the Greg Duncan Folk Song Collection of the Northeast of Scotland. And a lot is due to Pat Shaw for the creation of that collection and its very existence, of course. Ultimately, onto Dr. Emily Lyle. Now, Pat died in 1977 before he saw the publication of the first volume, and he'd be so proud to see the interest and the 8 volumes published now. No. I was at a really amazing gathering recently in St Andrew's Kirk doing in Leith in Edinburgh. It was a great gathering of poets and musicians under the umbrella of an organisation called Nói Ríki. Around 300 folk of all ages gathered into the Kirk for the launch of a new poetry anthology featuring over 30 poets, and it's called Untitled 2. And to hear some of the poets read their own work and contribution, poets like James Robertson and the new National Macar of Scotland, Jackie Kay, Dave Hook was there, and Polly Clark, it was a very, very special night. Now, during the interval, I got James Robertson to tell me more about Nói Ríki and the gathering in that kirk.
This is a Nói Ríki event in St Andrew's Kirk in Leith in Edinburgh, and the boys that organised Nói Ríki are Kevin Williamson and Michael Pearson, and they do these amazing events which is all kind of advertised in social media, and hundreds of folk turn out to them.
It's jam-packed.
It's absolutely packed out. It's got a real buzz about it. It's a mixture of poetry, film, music. They mix everything together. They're no respecters of divisions between different aspects of culture. So they mix it all up. It's kind of sort of edgy, and yet it's respectful. They bring old folk in, young folk. The artists are a completely varied bunch. It's just dead exciting.
But where does Nói Ríki come from? Where does the name? What does it mean?
Well, I'm guessing it's a kind of pun on Old Ríki, which was the name, of course, of Edinburgh in the old days, when it was when you could look across the Fife, across the Firth, and you could see the lums of Ríki, Ríkin. And Nói Ríki is Nói, I think, is German for new. So it's so I think it's a pun on the saying Old Edinburgh, New Edinburgh. So it's about crossing boundaries of time.
So how long has it been going?
You would need to check with Kevin and Michael, but they've been running shows like this and events and other things around about this, I think, for about a good 5-6 years, maybe even longer, actually. It might even be longer than that. But I've only really been here a couple of times in the last year or so. So I'm a young blood in the sense in Nói Ríki terms, but I think it's been going for quite a long time.
So they're launching a book next as well.
I think this is the second anthology that they've done, Nói Ríki Untitled 2, I think this is.
This is the name 2.
Uh huh. And it's 30 poetry by 30 different poets. But I think they've also, you can link with the book, you can link into downloads of music and so on. And it's all folk that have performed at events that they've had in the past. And it's just great. I mean, look at this.
It's buzzing.
It's buzzing. There's folk queuing for miles to get a drink at the interval. It's just great. I love it.
I would have thought, you know, did I think I'm being coarse here, but that folk would turn out and just, there's hundreds of folk here.
Aye.
To hear stand-up poets just doing performance poetry like this, jam-packed, aye, ages, as you said.
You used to hear stories about this kind of thing happening in the Soviet Union, you know, where like they would fill stadiums to listen to Yevtushenko or poets like that. And here we go. As you say, hundreds and hundreds of folk on a Friday night when they could be doing all kinds of other things out in the pub and so on, and yeah, they're getting a drink, but they're getting culture. It's fantastic.
It's almost like there was a thirst for hearing the word, isn't it?
Aye.
Hearing the word spoken and hearing good writing.
Aye, but it's no stuffy, you know. It's like, I don't think the folk that are coming out for this kind of event would sit and tolerate like an hour and a half of spoken word if it wasn't exciting and if it wasn't broken up with other things like music and so on. And there's a lot of humour, there's a lot of good humour, but it's serious as well. It's not just it's not like, you know, everybody coming out for a laugh. You know, it's a real good mix of stuff. That's
now
great.
You're going to be performing just in a wee while as well, because you're in the book as well.
I'm in the book, aye.
Can you give us a wee snippet of it you're going to be doing?
I'm going to read a couple of the poems that I've got in the book. One of them is called A Shortbread History of Scotland, which is a poem entirely made up of clichés about Scotland. And I'm going to read a wee selection of what I call trollops. Trollops is a new poetic form that I've invented.
Trollops?
Aye. And they're basically, a trollop is a short poem where the title is also the title of a novel by the great English novelist Anthony Trollope. So that's your starting point. Anybody can do this. And Trollope wrote hundreds and hundreds of novels, so there's no limit to, you know, there's endless opportunities to take a title and turn it into the title of a poem. And one of the lines in the poem also has to have that line in it. So I've just invented this, and I had a great fun doing it. So we'll see how it goes down with folk when I give them a couple of these.
Okay, the break's just about to go, so we better go back into the kirk.
Into
the body of the kirk. Thanks, James.
Cheers, Neil.
Writer and poet James Robertson, tell us about Nairiki. And that new anthology includes a compilation music album, i.e. a vinyl download. I've never heard that before. The book is called Untitled 2. It's published by Polygon, price £12.99. It's really a bonny book. Right, a bit of music new. This is a track, the band called Wee Banjo 3, and I'm really enjoying this CD. It's an Irish band, and I'll just quote this wee bitty on the notes on the CD cover. It says, Wee Banjo 3 are a musical Betty Ford clinic, almost single-handedly rehabilitating the much maligned banjo in 4 short years. I think that says it all. This is Wee Banjo 3 for their album Gather the Good. Jumpy about music. It's Wee Banjo 3 for their album Gather the Good. Now I'm gathering the good here again. We have a new buddy on the team. We hae a new reporter. Her name is Tracy Harvey, and she comes from Ayrshire. She's gathering up news of what's been happening around there and what's about to happen around there. But for Tracy, it's happening new, with this, her first Ayrshire report.
This year, SAFOR has seen muckle rabie-burn-related nicks out, starting in Cranrock Call January, when Jerry Branigan, John McShane and Davy Alexander spoke about their new book, Robert Burns in Edinburgh, a guide to our very own ploughman poet's time in Auld Reekie. This was followed by much mirth and dancing in Snell February when Franson and Grant's musical A Man's a Man came to Ayrtoun Hall, what with contemporary renditions of such Burns classics as Holy Willie's Prayer, Addressed to a Haggis and Tam O'Shanter. This musical about the life of Burns was a braw way of bringing Burns to a whole new generation and was certainly something to be thankful for. Girvan Folk Festival was held from Friday the 29th to Sunday the 1st of May and featured such Weel Kent crooners as the North Easters, the Scotia Band, Felcher, the Tippy Topaz Team, Haggardash and the Tatty Howkers Caleybone. There was storytelling and all and workshops and such things as circus performing, playing the fiddle, the guitar, the ukulele, the mandolin, the flute, the banjo and even the bodhran. The Burns and All That Festival was a week-long shindig starting with a ceilidh on Friday the 20th of May to launch the free Picnic in the Park concert on Saturday the 21st in Ayres Roselle Park. It was headlined by mid-year Olive Aid fame and Yon Big chanting chills themselves, the Red Hot Chili Pipers, and so it sounds like it was a rich stotery aperty. What with live music and poetry and broad Scots throughout the day and all, the crack was fair good. For folks hankering after something a bit more athletic, there was the Ayr Park Run in Roselle on the morning of the 21st, where runners donned tartan duddies. In Kilmarnock and St Joseph's Academy on the 29th of April, In With The Mix, New Firm Community Council present it, Celebrating Diversity, a concert in aid of local Syrian refugees. Bonds included Rathlin, Bad Jeff, the Timorous Beasties, the Replaceables and Kirsten MacDonald. If you have an inkling for music, storytelling, poetry and comedy, then you may get yourself planted unco richt at the Greenheart Sessions on the second Sunday of ilka month from 12 noon till 3:30 in Bath Place Ayr. In East Ayrshire there was the Boswell Book Festival from Friday the 6th to Sunday the 8th of May in Dumfries House. Included were talks for such Weel Kent names as Gregor Fisher, aka Rabsie Nisbet, and Glaswegian comedian Susan Coleman. Gordon Turnbull, head of the Boswell Editions at Yale University, spoke of the 18th century women who played their part in making local history, whilst local scriver Catherine Karsavska spoke of her new book, The Jewel, a biography of Rabbi Burns' long-suffering wife, Jean Armour. There was plenty of entertainment on for the Wains and all, ranging from storytelling to Hornland lizards, tarantulas and bearded dragons, Bosie's book bang, and even talking to zombies. The Honest Men and Bony Lasses at Auchinleck Academy crossed the long Scots miles to the Scottish Parliament buildings recently after winning an award in the Our Films, Our Europe competition. This was after scriving and marking a film about a road trip round Europe, meeting fictional cronies who tell them about employment, education and immigration opportunities available for European citizens. The film can be viewed on the Our Films, Our Europe website. So there's been plenty on in Ayrshire SAFOR this year to put life and metal in your heels. New June's coming swipper roon and promises mere fast and furious fun, such as the Alba West Custom and Classic Bike Show in Stevenson for the 24th to the 26th of June. Entertainment will include a competition to find Scotland's strongest woman, and there'll be a battle reenactment of the Glasgow Vikings. That promises to be an unco sicht. Music from rock, blues and Celtic bonds will play into the wee hours. So head down to Ayrshire this summer where Rabbi Burns related shenanigans take place all year round, no just in Burns Day.
Well done, Tracy. That report for Tracy Harvey for Ayrshire. And we're going to hear an awful lot more for Tracy Harvey. She's a poet and a writer in Athing. Thanks, Tracy. Welcome to the Team. And just to prove that we play Burn songs out with Bernstein, this is a track for the majestic complete collection of songs by Robert Burns, 12 volumes, produced and arranged by Dr. Fred Freeman. As the notes say, a landmark undertaking to record every song written or edited by Robert Burns, by Scotland's finest traditional musicians, and it is a mammoth task. Engineered by Peter Haig and Orain Richard Werner, I may add. Now, this is a song for Volume 11, sung by Janet Russell, singing There Was a Lass.
There was a lass and she was fair at Kirk and their getting be seen when all her fairest maids were met. The fairest maid was Bonnie Jean, and aye she wrought her mammy's work, and aye she sang sae merrily. The blithe has bird upon the bush had ne'er a lichter head than she. But hawks will rob the tender joys that bless the little land white nest, and frost will blithe the fairest flowers, and love will brook the soonest rest. Young Robbie was the bravest lad, the flower and pride of all the glen, and he had ewes and sheep and kye, and want and niggies nine or ten. He gaed wi' Jeanie tae the tryst, he danced wi' Jeanie on the den, and lang ere witless Jeanie west, her hair was pent, her face was down. As in the bosom o' the stream, the moonbeam dwells a dewing, sae trembling pure was tender love within the priest o' Bonnie Jean. And now she works her mammy's work, and aye she sighs with care and pain. Yet was na what her ill might be, or what would mark her weel again. But dead na Jeanie's head loud light, and dead na Jai blink in her ee, as Robbie told a tale o' love, leaning on the lily lee. The sun was sinking in the west, the birds sang sweet in ilka grove, his cheek to hers he fondly laid, and whispered was his dear old love. Oh, Jeanie fair, I love thee dear, canst thou think to fancy me? Or wilt thou leave thy mammy's cot and learn to tend the fields wi' me? At barn or byre thou shalt na drudge, or naething else to trouble thee, but stray among the heather bells and tend the way. Knew what could atlas Jeanie dee, she had na will to say him nay. At length she blushed a sweet consent, and love was aye atween them twain.
Just beautiful. That was Janet Russell singing There Was a Lass for the Complete Songs of Robert Burns Collection. That was Volume 11, nae just for Burns Day. You're listening to Scots Radio. This is Frieda Morrison. Now, at the beginning, I said we were keeping up with events and ongangs this episode, and even being seasonal will fit better harbinger or the new season than newborn lammies. I finished this episode in fine company, oot sitting in my lambing shed with one of my favourite folk and singers. I finished this episode with my ain shepherd, bothy ballad champion of champions, Hector Riddle. We've just bottle fed a set of quads, I repeat again, a set of quads, looking good in their wee pen with their mither. It's a tranquil scene, sitting on the bales, looking out over the parks to the Hill of Morven on Deeside in Aberdeenshire. Now Hector, back then a wee bitty, was film singing at a bothy ballad competition near that long ago, and has currently 40,000 hits of that film on Facebook. I'm awfa proud of my shepherd. And he's just given out a new CD produced by a man of that ilk, Tom Spears. So as we sat musing and musing, Hector told me a bit more about his career as a singer and as a shepherd. They're looking fine, aren't they?
Oh, they're just looking excellent. Just a rich good mother and good shepherds.
One good shepherd. But the thing is, you can tell with just the way you're handling even this four little lambs. You can. It's not as easy as you think just to feed them all. But you've done this an awful lot of times, haven't you?
Well, I was just brought up to it, Frieda, again. Ever since I was about 12, maybe 12, 14 year old, we had sheep in the family farm, and it was just second nature. And us, we was just drafted into it.
How many sheep did you have?
Well, I had over 100, like. I can't really mind exactly how many lamb and ewes we would have had, but we must have had in that region most of the time, like.
And then you had to shear them, and all?
Oh, of course.
By hand?
By hand, that's right. I mean, that was... It's unbelievable now. When I started shearing, just the end of the hand shears, we were getting paid 10 pence. I mean, that's 10 pennies, like.
Per sheep.
For black-faced. If you were shearing white-faced, they were bigger. So therefore, they reckoned well, and you got a shilling for that.
How many would you do in a day?
The very first day that I clipped in a squad, I clipped 86.
86?
For my first day. And where target really was to clip 120, 140 a day. But we didn't only have to clip them, we had to put the wool in the bags after we were finished with it. Great big bags that was hung up for only thing that they could find high enough.
You see, I'm thinking, well, that's kind of like slave labour, but I bet he had a lot of fun in there with the squad.
That was a bit about it. Again, we'd share bits and that for the through the whiles, depending on what kind of sheep. Some of them were easier clipped than others. Mm-hmm. So if a right well fed and that sheep and that, they were often very easy to clip.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking over the parks here, through the gates, across the Morven. It's a bonny view.
It is, really. Great part of the country. Again, we used to go clip right up in sheep on come off of Morven, the Greystone Morven. Mm. We used to go right over to Spittle Glen Shee and spend a few days there.
You can see the little lambs are bouncing about.
That's
look
right.
At that. Oh, a wee jump.
It's incredible. You see them playful at a couple of days old.
They'll be out of their pens in no time at all. We're getting around the corner a bit because this wind's getting up.
See, I'd say one of the first things that the shepherd learned was to care for the cod of lithe side of the dike.
The fit?
The lithe side of the dike. That meant the sheltered side of the dike. Because you see, we didn't have lambing sheds and so on when we were lambing our sheep. the alarmed outside. So the shelter you had, if you was waiting for a huge alarm, mm-hmm. was to get a shelter side at the dike and sit down and wait until.
You've spent all your days in Fairman, haven't you?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The latter days you were the grieve at Thingen.
That's right.
Estate,
mm-hmm.
Just down the corner there.
Aye.
How long was you there?
30 years.
Did you ever plough a horse?
No, I didn't. I actually fit the card Shimon Neeps. We're horse like.
Shimon Neeps?
Aye. That was after the Neeps were healed. Mm-hmm. Later on, July time, maybe ye had this shamus things with it, times on it.
Oh,
and ye went up and doing the drills. And the horse was fine for that because it didn't trump in the leaves the same.
Now, in my pooch, I'm talking out your new CD. It's called I Nipin' On. What does that mean?
Hey, well, I marchin' on,
knipin'
on. I workin' a walk, I just getting on with it.
Knipin' on.
Knipin' on.
Knipin' on. Got some cracking songs on here. You've got Sleepy Toon, you've got the Buckin' Bobby, you've got Lonely in the Bothy, the Buckin' Plumin, and the Muckin' of Geordie's Byer. Piranicky Tams, Bogey's Bonnie Bell. I think that would be my favourite. Have you got a favourite?
Well, I would say McGinty's Meal and Ale.
It's not easy to sing that in.
Not really, no.
It's a long one. Give us a quick burst of McGinty.
McGinty's Meal and Ale.
Just a quick few verses.
This is nae a song of love, nana, yet a song of money. It's nothing very pitiful, it's nothing very funny. But there's healing scotch and lowland scotch, there's butterscotch and honey. There's nine of them for all, there's a mixture of the three. And there's nae a word of beef, bro, sow and sunny bunnocks. Nana, pancakes, pasties, for them with dainty stomachs. But it's all about a meal and ale, it happened at Bulmanix, at McGinty's Meal and Ale, for a pig it on the spree.
That's a cracking song. You see, Ken, what I like about that, it's full of pictures.
Aye.
You can't mean?
Oh,
you can
it's
see
so
it.
Descriptive.
McGinty's pig had broken louse and won it to the lobby before he opened shoved the pantry door and came upon the toddy. No, you can just see that pig.
It could happen. Miss McGinty, she get ben the hoose, the wire was dark and crooked. She get heels to gowdy over a pig for it, she never look it. But she let out a skittle with a paddle eyes that shook it at McGinty's Meal and Ale for a pig it on the spree. They were howling in the kitchen like a caravan of tinkies, eyeing some playing ping pong and tiddly widdly winkies. Oh, up a how and down a how, you never saw so jinky at McGinty's Meal and Ale for a pig it on the spree.
See, these sheep that I ken how lucky they are. Listen to us again.
Okay, aye. Oh, they are musical, I think, by looking at them.
There's near.
They're dancing, aren't they?
Dancing sheep. Who never saw the like? Great, Hector. I just can't get enough of your singing. You're just, even the sheep think you're the reason they were. Should we hear, look at the other sheep around the corner?
Aye, well.
Listen, thank you for this.
And,
we'll come back in and see who's getting on later on.
Aye, And you took in your bottles and...
took the bottles, aye.
Oh, when Misty's they're looking tremendous.
Hector Riddle, looking and sounding tremendous, as well as the sheep. And we'll maybe hear an awful lot more of the sheep shed sessions, if I can manage to say that right, in future programmes. Now, if you want to get hold of that CD, just contact us here at Scots Radio. And I'm going to finish with a track for Hector's new CD. And I'm going to put up a film that I filmed Hector singing a couple of years ago on our AIN webpage, that very song, McFarlane. But before that, I need to give my thank yous. First to you, the folk that supports the programme, then to the folk that appeared in this programme, and then to our soon sorter that records this programme and knits it all together. It's the in and only, much spoken, Richard Werner.
Well,
Richie, are you there?
I certainly am. How are we doing?
Ah, fine. You did listen to that. You enjoyed that a bit.
Actually, for someone like me, I'm a toonie, so I didn't get out in the country very much and stuff. I find I find stuff like that very interesting. Hector's piece, and just what a wonderful speaker, you know, and a rare singer as well.
Okay, so go and say the Sheep Shed Sessions.
Oh, come on now.
Try it fast.
The Sheep Shed Sessions. Fucking did it. To be fair, I've been practicing for 40
minutes.
You've been
practicing that, aye. But, you know, what I thought we should hear in the programme as well. I just noticed when I was going to drive and doing as well. In fact, I've actually picked a better broom. We should have heard Eric McNaughton's song, The Yalla on the Broom. Especially for, you know, my pals, Jess Smith. She would have liked that. Every one thing else to say is cheerio and thank you still. No,
well,
do
you
nothing.
Know, one thing that kind of sprung to my mind just as we were listening to Hector there is we do have a bit of farm life in Edinburgh, at Gorgie Farm.
Oh.
And I took my family there last weekend and it was great. It was a beautiful day. And Helena's only kind of 6 months old, but she's seen her first wee sheepy.
Oh.
And we've seen the miniature goats and we've seen the sows and the pigs and it was great. But it turns out they're in a wee bit of trouble, you know. So they're having a wee fundraiser just now. And I don't think they're far off the target, but they really need it to keep open. And it's a really important resource for folk like me, who didn't really get out in the country very much, to go and see a bit of farm life, you know. So if you're about in the area and you're popping into Gorgie Farm, you're in that way, please give them what you can, because it's a wonderful, wonderful place.
Good on you, Richie. I'm glad you said that. And we'll maybe hear the yell on the broom a wee bit out of season, but enjoy the broom from the suit. And I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Let's ken and mind and share it. Just if you like. Tell folk about us, www.scotsradio.com, www.scotsradio.com, and shout on us here for Hector CD as well, and we'll keep you in touch. There, Richie Werner, who's Susan Sarter, and me, Frieda Morrison, bye
the new.
This is Hector Riddle, bothy ballad singer, champion of champions, singing for his new CD, MacFarlane o' the Sprouts.
Ah, for the time be tarnies, decide us well he's been. I'd rather run for here to burst with peas and birth machine. I'd rather die for winter breath than pine for winter love. And it's all because MacFarlane married Susie. Susie's conquered feather, we mine could never agree. And if and I get o'er yon gate, he'd set his dog at me. So I sent my friend MacFarlane o'er to see if it he could dee. MacFarlane o' the Sprouts, a Barney Boozy. I dinna like MacFarlane, I'm safe enough to state. His log would cast a shudder o'er a sock's fat gate. He's soft as ony goblin, as slithery as a skate. MacFarlane o' the Sprouts, a Barney Boozy. No MacFarlane spak nae word for me, but plenty for on sale. He raised the lassies, barley scones, a cabic and a kale. Till a feather roared out, sprouty man, should try your luck yoursel. The MacFarlane o' the Sprouts, a Barney Boozy. Though MacFarlane is the grimmest chiel for 20 miles around, though the by his photograph to flag the rotten's fae the tune. He kettled up his spunk at us, and speared gin she'd come down, be mistress o' the Sprouts, a Barney Boozy. I dinna like MacFarlane, I tell ye it's a fact. He's a nose for splittin' hailstones in a humpy back. His legs like gutter perka, elky step his knees young knack. MacFarlane o' the Sprouts, a Barney Boozy. He said that he was able best to play at cope a ladle, wi' a leather o'er a treacle cask, and ca' the churn forby. Another o' his winners was at sawdust mixed wi' sinners, was a spice for feeding hens at Barney Boozy. An educated ostrich for the wilds at Timbuktu. He hid for scraping up the neeps, so he hid na them to poo. Did ye ever hear sick nonsense come out o' one moo? Is McFarlane o' the sprots a Barney Boosie? I dinna like McFarlane, it's off a bit, it's true. A pewter spean was dintin' Jock McFarlane's moo. He couldna weel be grimmer, he sups his bros with a skimmer. McFarlane o' the sprots, a Barney Boosie. No a devil o' the teethics, nae particularly sweet. But love's the only pain in earth that ever got me greet. It's like catlight chilblains ruin your heart instead o' on your feet. And aggravated we the sect o' Susie. No friends and kind philosophers, ye heard what me defell. Never lippin' to the middleman, but do your work yoursel. Or I'll bet my hymn is sarket, you're a day in the market. As for I sent Jock McFarlane round to Susie. I dinna like McFarlane, I'm fairly off o' Jock. I dinna like McFarlane, nor McFarlane's folk. But though his Susie be nae turtle, she could bring the changs or spurtle, doon o'er the heed o' Jock, o' Barney Boosie.